It is National Flapjacks
Day.
Too early for flapjacks?
I like pancakes.
Pancakes and flapjacks are nothing alike.
Where are my flapjacks?
Come to flapjacks.
Flapjacks do sound good.
Stop your flapping and eat your flapjacks.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
It is showtime, so stop your flapping and start your eating flapjacks.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Yeah, right. I don't even know what a flapjack is.
I don't know, but it's National Cereal Day, too. So if you don't like those, you can eat cereal.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Weekend in review. Karina was all over Facebook doing everything possible. Me, I stayed home because family visited me. It was great. My older sister and her husband visited. He's originally from Williamsport, so they had some family things to tend to out there. So my place became an Airbnb for the weekend, let's put it that way.
Hotel Morgan.
And it was fun. My middle daughter celebrated her birthday yesterday.
Oh, 29.
I posted up a little picture. Some of you people just didn't understand it. But nonetheless, she doesn't look 29. No, she's about 10 in that picture. And then what was that one person said? Why do people post pictures from behind? Turn around. It was like, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
We used to say goodbye. Yeah. We used to say goodbye to the ocean before we left vacation to come back home. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a sad moment, but I found her putting her arm around me, and I put my arm around her, and it became one of our favorite pictures. Aww. So there you go. So that was that. So other than family stuff, I was pretty darn boring, but you... Every time I picked up my phone, you were somewhere else. But that's good. It's like a big, long welcome home party for Karina.
Yeah. Well, I've had a string of jobs where I had no life. So I'm like, no, I have a little bit of a life. It's kind of nice. Friday we went to Inglewood in Hummelstown, right outside of Hershey, and saw the Badleys. I haven't seen them in forever, and they still rock it out just like they did years ago. And then Saturday I went to the Line Mountain Craft Fair. My mom and my aunt had a stand there, which was cool. I haven't stepped foot in that since basketball days.
I don't think I've ever gone to a craft fair in my life. Are they fun? I mean,
I picked up a few things, okay. And I was like, geez, welcome back to a small town. They were very affordable, let's just say that.
Nice.
But no, not lots of very talented people. It was awesome. And then Saturday night, went to Pine Otter Brewing for the first time. It was very cool, and lots of heating lamps and fires outside, and Anchor Setter Band was there. And then Sunday was laundry and family, so...
Laundry, you have your family come over and do your laundry?
Oh, yeah. No, just kidding. Separate. Family, then come home, do laundry.
Well, you kind of needed a rest, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. That's what the second half of Sunday was for.
Exactly.
That's why they call it a day of rest.
And sometimes you need to take advantage of that.
But you
know what? It's cool that you're so busy because, again, it's part of this whole welcome back to Central PA Karina Carr thing. And you bump into people everywhere
you go. A lot of people.
They remember you from the old days and not old days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day. Let's put it that way. So that's great. There's our weekend in review. We hope you had a good weekend, whatever you did. We're back to it. On Monday.
Yeah.
And we got lots of stuff to do today.
Yeah, I'm about to post a post on Facebook. It's National Cereal Day. So I'm interested. We have a list, but I want to see what your favorite cereal is. So hit that up in the comments here on a Facebook page at 94KX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon wants to talk about the Batman, and we'll be talking about that too because it debuted over the weekend, and man, it made a lot of money. And you know what? Sometimes sports becomes news. I like to cover it that way. Something happened that you may have missed over the weekend, but it was very emotional.
Yes, it was. It's all coming up. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Well, guys, this is very exciting. The new movie, The Batman, has arrived in theaters. So I guess we're cool with bats again.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You know, sometimes sports becomes news. No, I'm not going to talk about the baseball strike.
At least not right now.
Yeah, at least not right now. And I'm going to try not to talk about it, period. But... I'm not much into UFC fighting and all that kind of stuff in the octagon, but over the weekend, Ukrainian fighter Marizna Moroz, and I hope I'm saying her name right, Moroz, she won her bout on Saturday. Don't know if it was televised, but afterward, she revealed that she was Ukrainian.
If you know, my country have war right now, and my family in Ukraine, I have heart weak, I worry, I'm crying, because my family right now in bad situations. And thank you for everyone for message me, support me, because it week was hard for me. I want to cry because it is war my country is. Thank you, everyone.
Your thoughts?
Oh, well, I mean, very bittersweet. She's there to celebrate something amazing in her life personally, but her country is being torn to bits, and that's got to be hard.
Yeah, and for the sports world, we didn't know she was Ukrainian, so we didn't know. That's my point. You don't know who you're talking to.
Or their story.
Yeah, in any walk of life, you don't know sometimes who you're watching on TV, who you're talking to, who you're standing behind in the grocery store.
That's why we have the Be Kind campaign. You never know what that person's doing, so guess what? Even if you don't understand it, just be kind, because you're not in their shoes. We all have our own story. I got to say, I can't stand when somebody goes, oh, if you only knew what I was going through. Well, you know what? That goes both ways. If you really knew what all of us were going through, especially in the last...
Everybody's got a story.
Yeah, especially in the last couple of years. We're all going through stuff, whether it's financial and heartaches or whatever. It all is just what makes us human, but we're all... And everybody deals with it differently. So sometimes it may not be the way that you want to deal with it, but just know that we're human.
So yeah, Morose won her bout Saturday. Her UFC bout, but there's much more to her than fighting in the ring.
Yeah, and I got to say, that's probably why she won, because she has such heart for what's going on in her country, and it poured out through her sports, or whatever you want to call, you know, her UFC fighting, and that's passion right there.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Children too. The original 1985 version of Sting's song Russians from his then first solo album Dream of the Blue Turtles. But then it was 1985. We were talking about President Reagan and the Soviet Union, which is no longer threatening the United States. Sting has resurrected the song, kind of not happier, a little faster, and acoustic, but still the same message.
I've only rarely sung this song in the many years since it was written, because I never thought it would be relevant again. But in the light of one man's bloody and woefully misguided decision to invade a peaceful, unthreatening neighbor, the song is once again a plea for our common humanity. For the brave Ukrainians fighting against this brutal tyranny, and also the many Russians who are protesting this outrage despite the threat of arrest and imprisonment. We, all of us, love our children. Stop the war.
There is a no monopoly of common sense on either side of the political fence. We share the same biology, regardless of ideology. When I say to you, I hope the Russians love their children too.
W-Q-P-X. viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, you can look him up later if you want, but listen to him now. We have two for you.
Yeah, Inventing Anna. I've never actually heard about this, but it's an accent about to sweep the world. Woman found herself talking just like Anna after watching only three episodes.
One day after watching Inventing Anna. 2 days after watching Inventing Anna.
What?
You are so basic. 3 days after watching Inventing Anna. I sent you a wire transfer.
Now
Anna... Take my money!
Yeah, stop it. Like Anna is like an actress who doesn't really have that accent, lady.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean...
And then she's going to get a spot of tea.
It's got German in it, too. I mean, what the... Okay, here's something that we have listed today as viral comedy, but it's not. A guy fakes... what we call in the United States an emergency broadcast alert, emergency message. But this happened in the UK, and it was a prank.
This guy is lucky. He's in the UK.
What have you seen in the news? We're getting attacked as an emergency broadcast.
See, now, first of all, they don't recognize that it's their own dad's voice because he's doing some kind of soft voice. But he's faking a nuclear attack on England.
But hear that little baby. That's what ticks me off.
What's that?
You hear the little baby screaming?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and the mom's all upset. That ticks me off, especially with what's going on right now.
And it was a, quote, prank.
Or
what some of you kids call punking someone.
Yeah,
isn't funny, people.
No.
Come on, now.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
WQKX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
What do you think of when I say the phrase pot of gold, Karina?
I think of multiple things, but I think of Irish and I think of St. Paddy's Day.
Okay,
and maybe
that's good.
A little wise markets.
That's good. We're looking for a pot of gold. Actually, the pot of gold here is your recipes. All right, because everybody could say... You know, and we've done this contest before with Wise Markets. Anybody could say corned beef and cabbage. But we want to know how you make yours.
Yeah, does it involve beer?
Yeah, some people put beer in it.
I know.
Yeah, and some people just drink the beer while they make it. Some people do both. I don't know. So
Shamrock shake, whatever you do with a little something in it. I don't know.
So we're kind of wondering, not just what your favorite dish is, but how do you make it? Your corned beef and cabbage, or your bangers and mash, or your Colcannon, because personally, I've had Colcannon like 20 different ways. It never tastes the same, no matter where I go. A real Irish restaurant, an Irish pub, I say, this is real Colcannon. And then I go to another city and another Irish pub, and I'm like, wait, is this real Colcannon? So...
We want you to win with Wise Markets, but we really want your recipes for our repertoire. We're not lying, right?
Right. So give us your recipe. Tell us about it first, and then you can Facebook message it if you win.
And you get a $25 gift card to Wise Markets just doing that. And then, like I said, you can share your recipe with everybody.
Yeah.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line. Good luck.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night sound comes from Saturday Night Live, and something happened to Serena Williams, which everybody thinks is funny, except Serena Williams. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good morning, 94KX. This is...
Good morning, Sandy.
Sandy, what dish do you like to make for St. Paddy's Day?
Well, mine is a spinoff on corned beef and cabbage.
A nice spinoff. I like this already. What's different? What's different about it?
Well, it's different because I use ham instead of corned beef.
Okay.
That's fine.
I do not like corned beef.
Oh, okay. So you're basically making ham and cabbage.
Yeah, you are.
But if you use the right seasonings, it can almost taste like corned beef. Trust me on that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, when little Tommy Morgan was just a little more Gonzo, we couldn't afford corned beef. It was too expensive. So my mom would make a canned ham.
At least you didn't put Spam in there.
Yeah, no Spam. Ham, no Spam. Excellent point, Karina. Don't use spam, use ham. I like the idea. Very good.
Well, guess what, Sandy? You got yourself a $25 gift card to Wise Markets.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
I'd like to know more. I'd like to know more substitute dishes. That's another topic for another
time. Yeah, I think she'll give us the recipe.
Yeah.
94KX.
Serena Williams criticized the New York Times after it mistakenly printed a picture of her sister, Venus Williams, and labeled it as Serena. Worse, the Times then sent an apology letter to Wendy Williams.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Buddies. You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
There's a lot of them, ladies. Are you ready?
Okay.
Well, go right ahead.
Go. I see what you said there. Laura Prepon is 42. She was Donna on the 70s show. Remember that show? And she's also Alex in the new Orange is the New Black.
Yes. So what color does that become?
She's pretty cool. Jenna Fisher, who was Pam on The Office, is 48 today. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you see the Batman over the weekend?
No.
Neither did I. Okay. Anyway, Peter Sarsgaard is 51. He is the Gotham City District Attorney in the new Batman movie.
All right, then.
E.L. James, author of 50 Shades books. Karina, you're going to be okay.
I need a fan.
I have to fan her with
and a cold shower.
I'm fanning her with the birthday
book. Stop it, ladies. Stop it. Anyway, 59 years old. Taylor Dane is 60. She had a lot of hits in the
90s.
Yeah.
Tell it to my
heart. I like her.
Yeah. Tell me I'm the only... Oh, sorry.
Okay. I'm starting to dance. It's okay now.
Football fans, Lynn Swann is 70 and Franco Harris is 72. You think they'll have the Steelers
no
party?
No kidding. There may be
one. We're not invited. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let's ask the Eagle 107 girl. Peter Wolf is 76.
From Jake Isles' band.
You are correct.
Who had one solo hit.
You're like the source of like radio knowledge.
I am a font of useless knowledge. I really am.
That's not useless. It's rock and roll.
Well, okay. Thank you for trying to make me feel better anyway.
There you go. Now it's time to take a look at the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday Buddies.
Hey, happy birthday to Ann Carter. She's 55 today.
Happy birthday to Crystal Snyder from Danville. She's 51.
Drew Fultz from Lewistown, 32 today.
Happy birthday to Justin Gillespie, 39.
Caitlin Rice from Sales Grove is 25. Happy birthday.
Linda Went from Sunbury. Where did Linda go? She went. Linda Went from Sunbury is 61.
Londa Bennett from Beavertown, 49.
Missy Young from Northumberland is 39. I feel you, girl. Happy birthday.
She's still young. She's still young.
Still young.
See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
Samantha Poff from Sunbury, 26 today.
Sam Poff played soccer for me for about 10 years.
No kidding.
She has a little baby now. Adorable. Aww. Way to go, Sammy. Scott Grove is 42.
Sean Hawkins from Seals Grove is 39. And we have two on the Facebook. What do you call it? Book Face?
Book Face.
Yes.
Book of Faces Messenger, yes.
So the Book of Faces.
Uh-huh.
Lori sent in her daughter, Morgan Walters. Happy birthday. Didn't say how old, but happy birthday,
happy
girl.
Happy birthday.
And my cousin's daughter, Erica Samino. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Aww. I changed your diapers.
Oh,
today? No, I didn't change her, but she was in diapers. So let's just put it that way. I can't believe she's 24. Happy birthday.
I'm glad
happy
we clarified birthday. That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, you know, you could use...
I'll be changing yours soon, too.
Oh, God. You could use the Ford Fun Line. You could use Facebook Messenger, email. You could text
Facebook.
Club. Or you could just call. You could just call Karina if you're related. There you go.
Text, it doesn't matter. It's okay.
Each and every day.
Birthday Buddy.
WQKX wants to hear some good news.
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Imagine sitting in a donut shop and all of a sudden a car comes plowing through.
Wow. It actually happened?
Yes, and a dad helped save his son from it.
Paying and do what I always do. I glance at him, make sure he's fine, and I glance to look at him, and I saw the car coming through the door. It was hitting me as I was grabbing him. So always keep your head on the swivel when you got your kids. You just never know. It just takes 1 second between life or death.
That happened in Colorado. Ooh. We had our own action Friday night in Shamokin Dam. You hope that stuff never happens.
Daddy mode kicked in for him, man.
He saved his son.
Head on a swivel. That's a good way to put it. You're always going to be having one eye somewhere else with your kid.
Yeah, and I only use that as a coaching term, but sometimes it happens in real life. Good news, Dad. Good news. Here's a kid who's like a hero. She's 7 years old, Harley Beagle. She's in the Danville Primary School System. She's only in first grade, and she was kind of like the star when the Danville school decided to do like a heart clinic.
Weird. It felt gross.
Well, have you learned a lot today?
We exercised and we counted for a 1 minute timer with our hands on our heart.
Our very own Matt Cotrillo up at the Danville Primary School, where they learned all about Harley's heart, and they also got to hold a real cow heart.
I remember in grade school we did a pig lung.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94.1 WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Today's entertainment report is all about one man, and that man is Batman. Eddie Murphy and Bill Murray were once being lined up to play Batman and Robin in a film by Ghostbusters director Ivan Reitman, Murray said. Reitman was reportedly eyeing up the pair to take on the roles of the dynamic duo in a movie that never ended up coming to fruition. Murray said, quote, "I talked to Eddie Murphy about it, and Eddie wanted to play Batman. That's as far as that conversation went." When asked if he would have been content to play the Boy Wonder, Murray responded that it was too late by the 80s and that he wouldn't do the outfit.
Sure.
Meanwhile, according to a new survey, our best Batman is Ben Affleck. Out of 1,000 people polled, 31% chose Affleck, allowing him to edge out Michael Keaton, who got 30% of the vote. This was obviously a hardcore fan poll because third place went to Kevin Conroy, who has voiced Batman in various animated series, movies, and video games. He got 28% of the vote. Christian Bale finished fourth with 26%, followed by the original TV Batman Adam West. Only 25% of respondents understood Mr. West's greatness. And looking at the box office, The Batman was number one, opening to a whopping $128 million. Uncharted came in second with $11 million. Dog was third with $6 million. Spider-Man No Way Home still hanging in there in fourth place with $4.4 million. And Death on the Nile rounds out the top five with $2.7 million.
All right.
That's your entertainment report for today. I'll see you on Friday.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, why the? Why did they just all of a sudden throw the in there?
Well, if you've watched the other Batman movies.
I haven't. So please
Joker,
enlighten me.
Yeah, there you go. The Joker's favorite phrase became, "We must kill the Batman." The Batman! Anyway, Mike was right. $128.5 million.
Wow.
The first weekend.
But did they really like her that just all like, suckers, we got your money?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of Batman freaks out there. And you heard Mike, all the different Batmans.
I know, but he was disappointed. Said he was like not overwhelmed by it. So,
I think he's a Michael Keaton dude like you are.
I know.
Not me. I thought Christian Bale was the best, but everybody argues. But it certainly wouldn't be the animated Batman voice from the 1960s. No,
nope.
No.
Nothing compares.
And like Mike said, hardcore stuff. Here's a little bit of trivia. We could save this for Friday for Mike. Nirvana's song, Something in the Way, actually appears in The Batman.
That's cool.
It, by the way, is the only song that has vocal in it in the entire movie.
Yep.
And it's an old Nirvana song.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
My name's Tom Morgan.
I'm Karina Carr.
And I'm not going to take a fit about baseball. I'm very upset about it. I've had more than one rant. This isn't a rant. This is funny. Okay.
It is.
I don't know if it's a joke. Are these dudes getting paid for this or not? But Papa John's is currently hiring. And a few baseball players appeared on their commercial. They're from the Atlanta Braves. Dansby Swanson, if you're a big fan. And Jock Peterson. And
But would you just flip out if one of them showed up delivering your pizza?
Hey, Papa John's. I heard you're looking for some pro ball players to deliver pizzas. I'm a perfect fit. Watch my speed delivering pizzas.
Watch my speed.
Love his sales pitch.
In 3 seconds, nobody can beat that.
What's up, Papa John's? I saw you guys' job listing, and I've done my research. So I guess if I'm not going to be at home plate, I might as fill up my home plate.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if he's not going to be catching, he might as well be delivering pizza. That was Dansby first and Jock second. I think it was funny.
I mean, it's awesome and it's hilarious. Like, and now everybody's like, I'm going to order a pizza in hopes that they're going to show up. And now, then more will tag along. And before you know it, the whole MLB, all of the teams are going to be delivering pizza on the side.
Now, is there a hidden message there? Because if you're familiar with why the players aren't playing, they want more money for the minor league players.
More money, more problems.
The players that probably are delivering pizza when they're not playing. Something to think about.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
NBC just announced a new reality show called Million Dollar Island, where they dump 100 contestants on an island for 50 days. Yeah, they even have a cool name for the show, Survivor.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goodie Room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
You know, nobody ever talks about the food in your freezer because it's good food.
It goes on forever.
Or is it? Yeah. Unhealthy foods, number one, TV dinners. Sure, they got vegetables in them, and yeah, but they also have a lot of salt.
And they were the theme of the 80s. Frozen pizzas. That's a good one right there. You don't feel like going to Amato's. You're like, get me a frozen pizza.
No, go to Amato's. Frozen pot pies. They taste good for a reason. Yeah, it's the high calories and the high fat.
Corn dogs. They aren't that healthy, but obviously wrapping one in sugar batter doesn't help either.
Excellently said. I've never liked corn dogs. Frozen french fries. Wait a minute. They're just like, you know, they're whatever. They taste, they're potatoes. No, they're bad for you. All right, thank you.
Sweet and sour chicken. I love me some Chinese food, but just saying, there's a ton of sugar in that as well.
Yeah, the word sweet comes from... Anyway, frozen toaster pastries. Mm. Oh, they're delicious. Nope, same thing, Karina, loaded with sugar. Mm. Not grandma's baked goods.
Your friend is a diabetic.
WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
I should have been named Tom's Twitching List.
Yeah, I was twitching just reading that stuff. Anyway, hey, on the way, we're still being kind, and leg number two of the campaign is underway. We'll tell you about it.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Time to be kind on the Ford Fun Line with the United Way and the Be Kind campaign. Good morning, peoples.
Morning.
We got Danielle Velkoff and Seth Josephs with the United Way, and we've got the Be Kind campaign, week two, and it is Be Kind to Your Friends and Peers. Tell us all about it.
We're so excited to be talking again about our third annual kindness campaign sponsored by Evangelical Community Hospital. So before I turn it over to Danielle to talk about some of the week two challenges related to friends and family, just want to first mention, don't forget to pick up your Be Kind swag, yard signs, laptop stickers, bumper stickers, all available at your local library. Also, visit our website at gsbuw.org/bekind2022.
All right, Danielle, tell us about this week's campaign.
Yeah, so week two's theme is Be Kind to Friends and Family. Did you know that you kind to others can actually benefit your health? According to Evangelical Community Hospital, acts of kindness can lower your blood pressure, increase serotonin production, and help you live a longer life. So this week we challenge you to make a handmade card or craft and gift it to someone you care about. You can offer to help a family member in need. And you can also tune into our Facebook and Instagram for more ideas, activities, and kindness challenges. And you can share how you're spreading kindness by tagging us at JSBUW with the hashtag BeKind2022.
Right. That's awesome. We got the placards. I see them through Lewisburg where I live. I've actually got the Be Kind sticker on the back of my car. Guy hit me with no insurance, so I put the Be Kind sticker right next to
the big dent. Yeah, there you go. And I have seen the signs in yards, and they're so much nicer to look at than anti-political
exactly.
signs.
Exactly. Yeah. So there you go. And nominations all the way up till March 14th, and you can go to WQKX.com and click on the Be Kind banner.
Hey, our parting shot comes from Jim Gaffigan, who I think is the funniest guy ever. Now that we could travel again on vacation.
My wife was like, I want to go to Hawaii. I did the research, saw that it was cheaper than a divorce, so we went to Hawaii. Hawaii is such a special place. It really is. Like, there's the aloha spirit where people greet each other with aloha, but I'm so awkward, someone would be like, aloha, and I'd be like, aloha. Even when I would use the Hawaiian terms properly, it would backfire. Like, if I said mahalo, the natives would look at me like, you don't have to do that. Just nod your head and we'll bring you pork. Because I stuck out in Hawaii. I didn't even look like a tourist. I looked like someone they brought in to make the tourists feel more comfortable.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.